Hour number two of the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We've got phone callers on the screen. We've got a couple of stories to get to about, well, flex alerts, electric cars, banning gas-powered vehicles. And later in the hour, we're going to talk about forgiveness. But a couple of items, first and foremost. If you are struggling with your mental well-being, there has never been a time like now to emphasize, do not be alone. Reach out. Levy Counseling Centers are there for you. They are very good friends of mine. Dr. Mark Baker is a man I hold in high regard. You can go to levycounseling.org, L-A-V-I-E, levycounseling.org. They can set up telehealth conferences on the phone. Their offices are in Santa Monica and Pasadena. Get some help. Talk to somebody. 800-483-9591. Do not do it alone. They're there to help you. 800-483-9591. Also, my ministry is doing a retreat. I have a men's ministry. Our next retreat is in October. I think it's the 21st through the 23rd. And we've got some spots open. We do it locally up at Angeles Crest. It's a great camp. If you want to spend a weekend away up in the mountains with some great guys where we just sit down and talk about issues of concern, get to know each other, have a great time, you'd spend the weekend with me too. Just go to franksontag.com. All the information is on my website for the retreat in October, franksontag.com. Also, a lot of you have emailed me already. We have a brand new email address, frank@kmgministries.com. I've got 8 or 9 on my phone right now. I haven't looked at them, but if you want to email me during the show, you can do that at frank@kmgministries.com. All right, in a little while, we're going to talk about the flex alerts and asking people not to charge their EVs, and we've got audio clips. We'll get that maybe next segment, and then later in the show, we'll talk about forgiveness. But let me take some calls. People have been very patient on the screen, and I thank you for it. Let's talk with Michael and Castaic first. Michael, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you? And what about the fire? Is it in your area? How are you doing up in Castaic?
I'm kind of joking. That's why I'm calling you. You're keeping me company. You got a great show going. I've actually never listened, but now I want to listen more. Well, you really know your stuff. I'm with my family. We're enduring this horrible traffic, but honestly, you're speaking really good wisdom.
Well, if you want to know more about what we do outside of the station, go to my website, franksontag.com. I have a men's ministry and some items maybe we can help you with. But tell me why you called. Anything on your mind in particular?
I called specifically because it seems that we're like in the, it's like almost like our world is just so crazy right now. It almost seems like the last days. It seems like we're being challenged internally, externally, who we are in terms of men and women. And I say men and women because I believe in men and women. I'm not sure about the other things that people are identifying as. I don't necessarily bother with that as long as they don't try to preach their things onto me. But for me, it's just we're being very challenged today, and God is being taken out of everything, and obviously it's part of a plan. It seems to be part of a plan.
Well, I don't know if you've not heard me before. I have oftentimes said, both on this program and in my ministry, we are witnessing the mocking of God's creation right now. This is spiritual.
Right.
This is demonic. This is spiritual warfare, and people need to wake up. I'm not necessarily pushing my Christian faith, even though for me, Jesus is the only answer. But the idea of trying to make sense out of everything that's going on, Michael, my friend, we are living right now at a time where deception is absolutely of the essence. We're living under a spirit of deception and delusion. And it can be very concerning if you don't know what's going on.
And it's just horrific to think about all these people conspiring, the government, the vaccine companies, the media being basically promoting the vaccines and different things, the doctors, the people that really know science, a lot of them are being shut out. Now we're finding a lot of things out about what's going on, and it's horrific. It's a really hard time to have a child. I have a son, and I'm trying to explain to him that it's still an amazing time to be alive.
No doubt.
Because we believe in God.
Yeah.
But it's almost like in any situation, in any society, there's good people and there's bad people. And obviously, the bad people are going to try to force their will on the others. But you really wouldn't think that it would be this kind of a coordinated effort.
Well, let me jump in. You will end as you began. For me and my faith, we're living in end times. How old is your son?
He's actually 14.
Okay. Let me bid you adieu. I urge you to go to my website. We have a retreat coming up in October where fathers are bringing their sons. And at the very least, keep in touch with me. Send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com, and I do hope to keep in touch with you. But stay strong in the Lord, yes. Michael, and thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right.
Be blessed.
You as well. Now, I'm going to take Dave and Whittier, and let me see. Can I control my board in here? Wayman's doing double duty here. There you go. Okay. Trish took care of it. Trish, can I talk to Dave and Whittier? Look at that. Dave and Whittier, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling, Dave.
Yes, Frank. Thank you so much for the segment about the mass formation and how to counteract that. Can you read? I have a few comments about some good news in this campaign, and it has to do with a message to stop the mass formation. Can you give the title of that article out again? I want to look that up.
Let me take a look. I don't know if I have the title. It's on the Epoch Times website, E-P-O-C-H, and it's entitled Dissenting Voices Must Speak Out to Extricate Society from the Grip of Mass Formation. It's a big one, but if you go to epictimes.com and look under their social issues, you'll see it. And I only read maybe about a fifth of the commentary by the professor.
Okay. Good news here, okay? What our message should be now to help destroy or dissolve this mass formation that's happening right now, the message that I have for y'all is some good news. Warnock is behind in Georgia. Herschel's ahead. So, folks, there are ways you can help Herschel out. That's a Senate race. It's crucial to get back the Senate. Herschel's winning. So help them out with phone calls. Just contact them. They'll give you a way to get a phone call list from wherever you're at in the country and call people. And also, Oz is really right, like 2 points within the margin of error, and he's basically ahead. So help him out, too. And spiritually, folks, you know, you got to look to the Lord. He's the only one. He will gird you up. Romans talks about putting on the full armor of God. You can't win in life unless you have the Lord, and you're armored by him, and you're in him. And the Church of Christ can show you how to do that. But also,
Dave, I appreciate the call. We need to go to break here in a moment. I will tell you this. I would agree with you. I like Herschel Walker a lot. Some may say, well, Georgia's not our state. We have our own problems in our own state. That's true. Political literacy is something I think we all need to strive for. But for me, the larger calling is to be right spiritually, not politically, spiritually. That's why I often say I don't necessarily believe Republicans have the answer. Thank you for the call. 800-222-5222. In fact, speaking of the state, we'll break a little early. I want to talk about the latest in California. We've actually got an audio clip as well. And as we go to break, I want to remind you again of some of our good sponsors. I don't know if you file income taxes, but if you don't, what's up with that? If you do, it's not tax season, but Phil Liberatore and IRS Problem Solvers, Phil can help you. He can go back 3 years, may even get you some money you don't even know is available. But with all the IRS stuff going on right now, if you don't trust your tax guy or if you have some concerns, I will personally say Phil Liberatore will take care of you. 877, the number 6, Solver. 877-6-S-O-L-V-E-R. StopIRSPain.com. StopIRSPain.com. Phil Liberatore will take care of you. Make that call, especially if you're concerned about what may be going on. And if you're not fully solidified in the way your taxes are filed, Phil will take care of you and has a relationship with the IRS. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We're going to be busy this segment, a lot to cover in a short time. I want to be a bit redundant. If you've emailed me, and I'm a bit taken aback by how many emails I've gotten already, I will not have time to get to all the emails. I will after the show and probably respond appropriately. But my new email address is frank@kmgministries.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what's on your mind and in your heart. Newsweek ran a piece entitled "Californians Told Not to Charge Electric Cars Days After Gas Car Sales Ban." Right? Labor Day weekend, flex alerts. You've heard it. I posted this on my Facebook, and boy, did I get some nasty people. The new policy was approved by the California Air Resources Board. All new cars sold in California, no gasoline powered by 2035. And you may say, well, that's a long ways off. Not really. But for now, our grid can't even handle what we have. I mean, this is just lunacy, right? They're telling flex alerts, don't charge your EVs. Unplug your appliances, don't run your air conditioning, and all just it's a little conflicting. So, first time on this program, I want to run an audio clip from a guy. You may not like him, but I think he's fantastic in terms of getting information out. His name is Tucker Carlson. He took to the airwaves recently to talk about our state. Here's a little bit of Tucker Carlson on the idea of climate change, electric vehicles, and flex alerts.
Banning gasoline engines, which we have had for more than 100 years, which have completely defined modern society, and that if you're a normal person in this country and don't use the subway from the Upper West Side to Midtown every day, but actually drive like the overwhelming majority of Americans, this is the biggest change in your lifetime. Have you been consulted on it? Has there been a debate about it? No. All you hear is you must do this because it's good for the environment. But that's a lie. It's measurably a lie. Electronic vehicles are terrible for the environment. Roger McGrath took the time to spell it out recently in Chronicles magazine. As he noted, supplying the materials necessary for the battery of an electric car alone, just the battery, requires, and we're quoting, processing using fossil fuels, of course, of at least 50 tons of ores. Ooh, it takes a lot of energy to process ore. A single battery for an electric car needs at least, quote, 30 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of cobalt, 130 pounds of nickel, 90 pounds of copper, 190 pounds of graphite, and roughly 500 pounds of steel, aluminum, magnesium, plastic, and other materials, end quote. All of which are derived from mining. Oh, where's that mining going to take place? Well, in third world countries with no environmental regulations whatsoever. How is this good for the environment? Speak slowly so we can understand. And yet in California, under Gavin Newsom's new order, every vehicle would require those materials. Here's the problem. We don't have that much lithium or cobalt in the United States. So where are those elements going to come from, which are required for electric vehicles? Oh, well, lithium mines in China. Did you know the answer to that already? Probably did. And the Congo. Let's go exploit Africa so we can feel virtuous. As the New York Times reported last year, and we're quoting, production of raw materials like lithium, cobalt, and nickel that are essential to electronic vehicle technologies are often ruinous to land, water, wildlife, and people, end quote. And by the way, land, water, wildlife, and people are exactly the four things that the environmental lobby has no interest at all in. They don't care about the land, they don't care about the water, they don't care about the wildlife, and they don't care about the people. It's not about that at all. It's a religion, It's about making them feel like good people and increasing their control over you. Period.
Tucker Carlson laying a little truth on the idea of what's really going on here. South Africa's energy minister also said the following quote, quote, "The excitement of moving from coal to renewables is becoming a myth. Many think that renewables are the so-called savior, and we know that it is not. Germany has learned that painfully," end quote. You know what Germany did not that long ago? They put all their eggs in the one basket, and they're painfully suffering for it right now. Don't buy the hype. If you follow me on Facebook at the Frank Sontag Show, you saw this one, a woman from Northern California. I posted the Newsweek article. Again, the Newsweek article is one that you can find for yourself. Californians told not to charge electric cars days after gas car sales ban. It's Newsweek. Listen to this fine Facebook post. "Those who created this post," that would be me, "and those who laugh at it do not have the knowledge to understand what a flex alert is. We in the West, when having extreme heat events, reduce our use of electricity. The need for these measures are in direct relation to the increasing events due to global warming." It's like an automaton. Just regurgitate what you're told. "We care about our fellow citizens enough, even if we ourselves are not directly affected, because I live by the coast in Northern California." Live by the coast. You don't live on the coast, do you? Because, you know, in 10 years, we're all going to die. As the temperatures heat up, oceans are going to rise, your home's going to be wiped out. She also posted, "Because I said wrong." I just said wrong. I don't need to be argumentative. She responds, "You're so wrong, but apparently unreachable. And so you spew this ignorance of the science. Your voice will be crushed by the realities of what the future holds if we do not move away from fossil fuels. You apparently are a puppet of your own ignorant propaganda. Who pays you to spread these lies? Big Oil? Yeah, I'm making big money. Unical is, sending me a check every week." Good God. And I responded, "Who pays me? Yeah, I'm making big bank pushing these lies. LOL. Why so angry?" That's right. You're afraid the world is going to end. "As for me and my spewing ignorance, if you only knew the world I came from, in my days of being a radical environmental activist. Do you know that's what I used to be? In the 80s and 90s, I was screaming, 'The sky's falling.' Same deal. Hey, the earth's heating up and we only have so much time and oceans are going to rise and people are going to be devastated and oh my goodness." They've been running this scam for decades. If you listen to the show last week or the week before, I believe it was, you can go to our podcast, franksontag.com, and listen. I read something called the World Climate Declaration. Thousands of scientists. There is no climate emergency, they say. In fact, maybe I'll post this on my Facebook page of the Frank Sontag Show, those of you that want to get this. There's no climate emergency. You know, there was a time in, I think, the 90s, after the big, it went from global warming, then they talked about the fear of the Great Ice Age. Now we hear things like climate change. And it keeps resetting. You only have 10 years. You only have 10 years. Now in California, you got to buy an electric vehicle. That absolutely, to manufacture a battery for an electric vehicle, it rapes the earth, rips the earth, all these natural minerals, let alone what it does to the countries and the slave labor happening in China and the Congo. But no, it's all about saving the earth. Oh, what a bunch of nonsense. Now, look, let me be clear here. If you want to buy an electric vehicle, more power to you. No pun intended. Don't plug it in during the flex alert. But what's the rush? It gets back to my conversation about the Great Formation. It's all fear porn. They want to convince you, do as I say, not as I do. Did we not learn anything during COVID? Right here in the state of California, French Laundry, Gavin Newsom. The guy actually has aspirations to run for president? Boy, if the good news is, what an opportunity for a wake-up call. I mean, you can only hide your head in the sand and play the ostrich for so long. Or go the way of just, I'm so terrified. You know, please, help me, government. Send me another check. What a horrible way to live. I say no to tyrants. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe in the Bible. Read the story of David and Goliath. Little David ran at the giant, whooped him with a stone. Oh, do you really believe that fairy tale? I do. I've been to the valley where it happened in Israel. Whew. I guess I can say this. Kind of ironic. I think men need to get in touch and get their stones. Time to push forward. Men, to me, that's why I have a men's ministry. We are the greatest crisis in America. Men not being men. And we challenge guys in my ministry, and we disciple them, we come alongside them. We have an event coming up on September 24th. And as I mentioned to Michael, we have a retreat coming up in October. Just go to my website, franksontag.com. All right, good men sometimes play music. My dear friend Craig Parker Adams, great rock and roll guitarist, has a brand new album out. Take a respite for 30 minutes and get Vistale Buell. Check this out.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. Vistale Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of Vistale Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, Vistale Buell. Coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
So I believe it's IARERecords.com or CraigParkerAdams.com. If you love rock and roll, you'll love Vistale Buell. Pick it up. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into an area of life, and we're going to get embrace the idea of healing. Some of us have been wronged. And when it comes to forgiveness, it's a very hard thing to come by. We're going to talk about forgiveness and release. This will maybe apply to you. I know in my life, sometimes I've had a hardened heart for things that have occurred, and forgiveness is the only answer. We'll talk about that next. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Three straight weeks. Not great. NASDAQ, 6 days of losing. Do you have any money tied up in stocks? Have you purchased anything like gold or silver? Maybe it's a good time to look into it, kind of counteract the insanity and the volatility of the stock market. Mike Cordova and Gold Financial Group are sponsors of this broadcast, and Mike is a good friend. He started GFG a number of months ago just to help people invest in things like gold and silver. And he has some special offers for those listening to this broadcast. All you need to do is call him, 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. If you call Mike and say, hey, I heard Frank mentioning you, I'm not sure if I'm even in the market of buying gold or silver. But what you got? He'll take care of you. 800-214-9023. Gold Financial Group and Mike Cordova. Make that call. You will be glad you did. Forgiveness. Something we all maybe have experienced, either extending or receiving. Now, I'm an advocate of reading. There is a book out by a woman named Sylvia Gunter, G-U-N-T-E-R. It's called Safe in the Father's Heart. I want to read you a little bit of this book. And I actually prayed about this earlier today. Am I really going to read part of a book on the air? I am, because forgiveness may apply to you. Sylvia wrote this. After my father left, I got on with my life. I graduated from college, got married, started a family. It was time to move on and create for myself the type of family and life I wanted. At the time, I would have told you I had dealt with his leaving. What I had really done was bury it. I convinced my own heart that if I didn't acknowledge it, I didn't have to feel it. I didn't have to feel it. I didn't have to hurt. After 10 years, I heard someone speak on genuine forgiveness. God met me in that meeting, and I came to grips with my unresolved issues about my father's leaving. God and I started a conversation about my heart's response. I poured out my emotions to him. What my father did wrong, it hurt, and it mattered. This was not something to be dismissed as, quote, unimportant or an event to just get over, end quote. The author of this wonderful book writes, forgiveness is not minimizing or excusing a wrong. When someone steps on our big toe unintentionally, we excuse them. We forgive someone when a wrong has occurred and they have wounded us. When we forgive, we're not saying it was no big deal, or I won't ever have to think about it again. We cannot live as if it never happened. It's a part of our story. Forgiveness is not giving permission for wrong things to continue or condoning the behavior. When someone has hurt us deeply, we don't say, "Welcome back into my life. Now I can completely trust you without reservation. Now we'll have an ideal relationship." There are times when we may need to forgive a person but not be fully reconciled back to them. Forgiving is a choice. We choose to let go of the need for revenge to make the offender pay. Forgiving is letting go of the right to harbor resentment over the ways we've been hurt. I'm reading from a book entitled Safe in the Father's Heart by a woman named Sylvia Gunter, G-U-N-T-E-R. Let us continue. It's choosing to say, God, I will no longer sit as judge and jury. That's your job. Forgiving and letting go can be extremely hard to do, but it's destructive to hold on to grudges. Most of the time, we have to make a choice to forgive whether or not we feel like forgiving. I came to realize my father could not give me what he didn't have. And with God's help, I came to a place where I wanted to say kindly to him, what you did was wrong, but I truly forgive you. So I wrote him a letter at the last address anybody had for him. I expressed my forgiveness to him and asked him to forgive me for my emotional distance from him over the years because of all the walls of self-protection I built. A few weeks later, the letter was returned to me, with not at this address, unable to forward. A seeming dead end, but not in my heart. Even if my father never read the letter, I was free at last of my own resentment and bitterness. I learned that day that forgiving my father had far more to do with freedom in my own heart than forgiving him. All those years of unforgiveness, resentment, and bitterness were punishing me, not him, by keeping me captive to old pain. Does that resonate at all with you? 800-222-KABC, or maybe you would just like to send an email and kind of keep it private, you can email me at frank@kmgministries.com. Let me conclude this part of the chapter. It's very powerful. Sylvia Gunter writes, Nelson Mandela spent over 27 years in prison during his fight against the injustice of apartheid in South Africa. Mandela spent the majority of his time at the brutal Robben Island Prison, a former leper colony off the coast of Cape Town, where he was confined to a small cell without a bed or plumbing and compelled to do hard labor in a lime quarry. A policeman during apartheid reflected on Nelson Mandela's choice to forgive. Quote, as Mandela wrote in his autobiography, A Long Walk to Freedom, he was suffering at the hands of his captors, and he became determined to study his enemy. He wanted to understand them. He wanted to know them. Mandela did the unthinkable. He befriended his white Afrikaner prison guards. He learned their language, studied their culture. Mandela even went to church with them, and his heart was changed. Mandela's friendship with his prison guards was sincere and endured to his death. So what was it that allowed Mandela to miraculously unite a nation? Mandela forgave the Afrikaners. Forgiveness, yes, that's the same forgiveness Jesus expressed when he cried out to his father while hanging on a cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness removed the shackles of hate, and Mandela knew that mutual forgiveness was the key to national reconciliation. Finally, speaking about his experience, Nelson Mandela said, quote, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. Mandela learned the power and necessity of forgiving those who had hurt him. He said, resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. Think about it. What would you do if you were treated the way Mandela and his people were? It's almost like a miraculous supernatural transformation had taken place in Mandela's life and consequently in the whole nation. Forgiveness freed Mandela and forgiveness freed his country. Finally, perhaps you have people in your life you need to forgive for the sake of your own heart. Make a quick review of the people in your story. Is there anyone who causes a level of anger or resentment to rise in your heart? Maybe it's time to set yourself free from the prison of unforgiveness. The book is called Safe in the Father's Heart by Sylvia Gunter. If that spoke to you in any way, you can reach out to us either in a phone call or an email. Phone lines are always 800-222-KABC. And my email address is frank@kmgministries.com. Speaking of forgiveness or unforgiveness, sometimes in life maybe counseling is the way to go. Speaking to a professional to help you go through some of the pain and hurt. Mark Baker and LaVie Counseling Centers are second to none. They have offices in Santa Monica and Pasadena, and they do telehealth. They can do online counseling as well. If you're struggling with such things, or if you just need some help, call them. They have a special KABC number, 800-483-9591. 800-483-9591. The website is laviecounseling.org. Lavie is L-A-V-I-E, laviecounseling.org. Make that call or go online. And I know it's hard. I've gone through some stuff in my life where I just kept seeming taking one step forward and three steps back. And I finally realized maybe I should get a little counseling. This is years ago. So I sat down with a professional over a six-month period. He walked me through some things, helped me to see things I couldn't see. And it was time well spent. And LaVie Counseling again. Dr. Mark Baker was the recipient of our Impact Award, where we give out through my ministry of people in the community, they're doing great things. And LaVie Counseling is doing great things. Call them, 800-483-9591. Our final segment is upon us, 800-222-KABC are the numbers. And more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. On the break, I had a few moments to go through some of the emails. This one kind of caught my eye. Man's name is Bernie. It's not Bernie Sanders. Frank, I found your program tonight for the first time, and I found your comments interesting. I'm not sure, though, that I can support your idea of embracing the religion of Christianity. Help me. Bernie. I'll try to be brief. I'm not a fan of religion, by the way. But being a follower of Jesus Christ is not the same thing as, well, religion. It's a relationship. And if ever I've said something on this program that is a solution or the answer, it's what I'm about to tell you. Now, we can get all worked up and strive to do the right thing or be involved in a cause that we think is part of the answer. And all that's fine. I talked a little bit in the program about my concern about what we heard coming out of the president last night. Got no calls on it, ironically enough. But it can be misperceived that somehow I think politics is the answer. I don't believe the answer is in the political process. I think the political process is important, but ultimately this is a spiritual issue. Some of you listening right now, you've experienced religious abuse. Talk about forgiving. Maybe it happened in the church. I get it. I was raised Catholic. There's a lot of dark stuff that's happened in the Catholic Church with abuse, molestation, horrible stuff, evil stuff. I have a men's ministry that began in part because in religion, I got tired of seeing Jesus being taught as this soft, forgiving, kind of hippie dude. Like, you know, love, peace, hanging out with everybody, it's all good. When I came to Christ in 2009 at the age of 54, I was a New Age teacher, if you don't know my background. I started reading the Bible and I was actually shocked by what I read in the New Testament. Jesus was that in part, yes, all loving, all forgiving, compassionate. But in other parts of the Bible, he was kind of a boat rocker. He turned over the money changers. The guy was probably yoked to the nines. We think of him, those of you that have any interest in thinking about or studying the life of Jesus, he was a carpenter. He didn't just work with wood. He was probably a stonemason. If you've ever been to Israel in that part where he hung out, there's still boulders everywhere. He probably worked with rocks. Physically, he was strong. Spiritually, like no one that's ever walked this planet before. Dare I say, a man's man. And when I see what's going on in our culture right now, I mean, I have a 14-year-old son. He doesn't see any male role models. He's now interested in sports, and a lot of these guys that shoot hoops or do whatever, they don't have dads. They don't know what it means to be a man, rare exceptions. But when it comes to the solution, comes to the answer, I just invite any of you. And again, if I would have believed years ago that I'd be the guy talking about following Jesus Christ, I was a New Age guru. I mocked Jesus. I mocked the Bible. I mocked Christians. To discover the risen Savior and have a relationship with him, by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not the same thing as religion. In fact, if you're involved in any faith where you have a proxy, Catholicism, you got the priest, that somehow you got to go through somebody to get to God. Get out of it right now. God made you in his image. You can have a relationship with him right now through Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. God made you. The Bible talks about he knitted you in your mother's womb, knew you before you were ever created. And this is radical stuff. This is countercultural. We live in a time where the worship of self is prominent. All about ourselves, our own interests, desires, happiness, all that stuff. Worship of self. Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. My life was changed in 2009, my friends. If this is my last broadcast or the first of many on the station, I don't often get heavy on faith, but I'm telling you right now, do not go another moment in this life and try to navigate through the waters in your own will. You give your life to him, you follow him and his will, it will all make sense. You'll have spiritual clarity like you've never had before. You will see what's going on. It's like the veil will be lifted from your eyes. And your purpose and your plan for your life. The book of Proverbs talks about follow the Lord. He'll make your path straight. Don't rely on your own understanding. But the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. No thanks. Not buying it. No thanks. I'm going to follow, you know, my own intuition. Good luck. But I will tell you, Jesus is not only Savior, he's Lord. He's calling his sons right now to step up. I have watched men, not in their own power, not in their own will, take back ground. They've walked away from marriages, walked away from relationships with their children, wreaked havoc in their lives, addiction to drugs. I've watched their lives completely change, reconcile their marriage, reconcile their relationships with their children, kick their drug addiction or their gambling addiction or their porn addiction. Here's one for you. Served other people, thought of other people before themselves. You want to talk about freedom? Serve somebody that can never repay you. And I'm not talking about good works, but when you discover Jesus Christ and you have a relationship with him, I gave my life to him December the 17th, 2009. His life is all I have. My life is his. Here's one for you. Am I happy with my life? You know, do I strive to be, to really like my life? Why? My life is in his hands. I deny myself and live for him. Now, that doesn't mean you don't pursue excellence. You don't challenge yourself. None of that. There's so much confusion and lies around this stuff. Biggest lie is, you know, oh, religion. Ugh. Yeah, I agree. By the way, I know a lot of Christians. I honestly, self-identified Christians. I've met non-believing people that are more Christ-like than some of the Christians I've come in contact with. But falling in love with the Lord, having a relationship with him, he's alive. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he's moving right now. Things are changing dramatically in the spiritual realm, and there's a war going on. So what I can tell you is that Jesus is the answer to everything. Donald Trump is not the Savior. Joe Biden, I'll be careful with my thoughts on him. Christ is the only answer, not following some politician, not some idol worship. And if I can help you in any way to have a relationship with him, or if you have questions, email me, frank@kmgministries.com. If you're a man, come to our event in, 3 weeks, on the 24th. By the way, our speakers, most are not pastors. They're average people. We've got comedy by Craig Shoemaker, who's not a follower of Christ. But it will ignite the part of you as a man that maybe has been dead for a long time. No hope, not me. Of course there's hope. There's always hope. And there's never been a better time right now to get excited about life, whether you're a man or a woman. Because the darkness is so prevalent, and all you got to do, spark a little bit of a flint. Light will light everything up. And discover who you are, ideally in Christ. But get engaged in life. Get excited about life. Be fearless. Take a chance. Maybe pursue something you've always wanted to pursue, and you're like, no, not me. I can't do that. Of course you can. Of course you can. Maybe you need some help. That's what we do in my ministry. And the very last thing, just in a rational, factual base, you want to talk about how society is going to hell? We've accepted fatherlessness in the home as normal. How many moms listening right now? You're mom and dad in your home. You're a single mom. That's got to stop. We as men, we have to step up. And then life gets really exciting. Does that make sense? I hope it does in some way. You can always reach out to us, franksontag.com. That'll take you to the ministry page. Send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com. And in terms of the program tonight or any other programs, you can always go to my website. You can go to Rumble. We have an app through my ministry. You'll get all the podcasts virtually right after the show in their entirety. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday night with a very special guest for an hour. And you, I pray you'll join us too and be our guests as well. In the interim, keep your eyes on the Lord. My goodness gracious. It's an amazing time to be alive. It really is. And we're here for you. If I can serve you in any way, help you, disciple you, come alongside you, reach out to us. You are listening to the one and only Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.